much, Ambassador Chacon, for your comments and intervention. It is very impressive to hear that the government of Mexico is paying close attention to inclusiveness, including you mentioned about indigenous communities, gender, and also paying attention to people from different age groups. You also mentioned about importance of the challenges that we are all facing, this issue of food security. Just like Ambassador Al-Muftah mentioned, this current situation is affecting people who have been marginalized. So this it's accelerating, deteriorating this equality situation at the global level. And also, thank you so much for highlighting great work between research academic institutions, science community, and also other players to promote climate resilient maize and other works. Thank you so much. Now, we would like to now hear from experts from three different organizations. And once again, thank you so much for joining today. I would like to firstly give the floor to Madam Maria Skolova. She is a project coordinator of the Trade and Market Intelligence Unit at the International Trade Center, Geneva. She's an international trade expert with specialization in monetary aspects of trade integration, regionalism, and gender. She has experience in various international organizations, academia, and the private sector. Maria, thank you so much for joining once again. Now, same question, but slightly different angle, because you are coming from the International Trade Center. So your organization, ITC, which global rules has ITC has been promoting to promote trade, finance, investment, and technology transfer? And also, according to your view, these global rules, who have benefited from these rules and how? So over to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.